Thank you, Pat. Let's bow in that name, may we, and pray that, Lord, you would bless the word as it's presented this morning, that we would be blessed by it and helped by it, and above all, edified in our inner person. We thank you that in the name of Jesus, we can come together as we have. And we thank you for the name upon which we call. Amen. There is a four-letter word that's very hard to pronounce, and it is spelled H-E-L-P, help. And there are people, many of whom I'm addressing at this time, who have never used that word. I suppose you could call it pride that stands in the way when people just can't use the word help. You know, people become so sufficient with themselves. Well, the Bible says, I have gotten this power to get gain. I have been able to make the plants grow and to produce the food. And I have done this and I've done that. And God says, you know, it's not you at all, but it's me. Well, because we become so self-reliant, we don't use that word very much, H-E-L-P. It's a difficult word to pronounce. It's a difficult word to say amid difficulties from time. Help. And because people haven't used that word very much, there are people's lives that are going around in circles. And, well, it's much like this news release that I have read about that was printed in another paper. For 2.5 days before their car bogged down in an orange grove, elderly sisters Catherine and Louisa drove in circles across rural Lake County, confused and too proud to stop and ask somebody to take them home. Catherine was found lying in the grove just 8 miles from the home she had been trying to reach. The 80-year-old woman succumbed to exhaustion in the blazing subtropical sun. Rescuers found Louisa, 84, about 5 hours later and about 200 yards from her sister. Incoherent and exhausted, she was lying in the shade of an orange tree, her sweater draped over her face to ward off mosquitoes. They had wandered about a half mile from the spot where their car had become stuck in the sand. They must have driven more than 200 miles trying to go 20 miles, the police chief said. It appears they drove almost continuously and didn't even stop to eat. It looks like they were too proud to stop and ask somebody to take them home. I really feel, and I really feel moved this morning, that there are some people here this morning who are going in circles with their life. They're driving like these people. 200 miles they drove to go 20 miles. I don't know who you are. You've got good fronts. Your spouse may not know who you are. Your children may not know who you are. But God knows who you are this morning. People who are too proud to call out, help! Help! We all come in, you know, we all from time to time realize that we've got to ask help. But the guidebook has told us what to do along these lines. It's the help manual. And yet ourselves say, why should we ask God when we ourselves can do it? Well, Solomon wrote these words, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Now, it doesn't say God does not love you, but it says that you are an abomination to the Lord if in your proud heart you have become this way. Too proud to ask direction. I've ceased being too proud to ask for directions when I'm going to the inside of a metropolitan city, when I'm trying to find one tiny little house in the downtown area or an office building with one suite. I have long since ceasing just to try to take the roadmap and get me there, even though my instinct tells me where to go. My wise Nancy said, stop and ask directions. After New York, we were driving in circles trying to find our way out. And so we stop and we say, can you tell me how to get to such and such place? Generally, the person to whom we speak gives us the correct answer. There have been occasions when people have told me to go one direction, and I thought to myself, sir, you don't even know where I'm trying to go. How can you tell me where to go? And people have given false instructions to other people. But generally, when you ask directions, you're going to get an honest answer. Especially if you ask God, you're going to get the honest answer. And the Bible tells us many of these beautiful answers. One answer is given that if we become proud, we are an abomination to God. And sometimes we become so proud that we just can't stop and ask directions from God, or from our spouse, or yes, indeed, even from our children. Because sometimes our children can give us wise, beautiful answers. And as the Bible says, out of a child, wisdom can come. We must not be too proud to ask for help. Just say, help, Lord, please direct my path. But we're so used to elevating ourselves high and high and higher and higher that we can't condescend to lower places. Do you know that naturalists tell me that you can take a flower that's growing at a very high elevation and you can transplant that flower to a lower elevation and the flower will survive and thrive and flourish. But you take a flower from the high elevation, the lower elevation, and try to put it at the high elevation, and it'll die. Now, the Bible speaks about this. The Bible speaks that we are to become lowly. We are to abase ourselves. Well, the other word is humility, which is another word that seems to be taken out of the King James language here in America with our Bibles. Yet the Bible speaks over and over of humility. So my question to you this morning, can you say the word? Can you say help? Can you cry out for help to God? Now, a lot of people have tried to cry out for help, and in their crying out, they don't seem to get their answer. Well, maybe in their crying out, there is not this faith. Maybe they don't know how to humble themselves before God. Maybe they're like the little pocket watch, beautiful little pocket watch. And the pocket watch said to its owner, you know, I'm so tiny and so small, I want to be Big Ben. Ah, listen to Big Ben. Look at Big Ben. I want to be Big Ben. And so the little pocket watch, every time it was opened, was heard to say, oh, I wish I was Big Ben. And then one day, the legend says that a slender thread was attached to the top of Big Ben and down to earth, right where the little pocket watch was. And the pocket watch was attached to it, and it was brought all the way up, raised to the top where Big Ben was. And there it was. It had its wish. It was where Big Ben was. It could see. But the people below said, where are you? Where are you? We don't see you up there. We don't hear you tick up there. We don't see your hands up there. We don't see what you're trying to do. You have been made in the image of this watch to perform a certain function, and your function's in the pocket. But you became proud and you wanted to be elevated up high. And you're there, but we can't see you. You're not performing your function. The little watch realized that it wasn't like the tick, tick, tick of the Big Ben. And so it was brought back down the slender thread and put back where it belonged. My friend, we've got a place. God's got you in a place, and he wants you to be humble before him. And then he will raise you up. These two people were 80 and 84 years of age, and they drove 200 miles trying to go 20 miles because they just couldn't stop and say, help me. Show me the way. Please help me. There are people today who are going through marital difficulties, and they are going through difficulties because they are refusing the help from God. God says, I can help you, but you've got to ask. Here's the answer. I can lead you, I can direct you, but you've got to say, help me. You've got to take the key with the H-E-L-P written on it and place it in the lock and open it. Praise God, there are some families who have been directed to marriage counselors. There are some who come to my office periodically, some weekly where we talk, and others on occasions on the phone we keep in contact, where people have said, help, I need help. I can't manage my family the way I want to. I need help. And God's blessing those people who are using that word, help. There are people who are in financial difficulty. And God is saying, let me help you. But instead, people try to do it themselves. And there's so many different ways of doing it yourself. But it's not God's way all the time. There are people who are having problems at their place of business, and they don't want to say help. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. You know, it's right where you live, right where you are existing. And all you got to do is just say, help me, help me, help me. And yet, it's a word that people refuse to say. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 6, God resisteth the proud, but he gives grace unto the humble. These two ladies who were going around in circle, God resisted them because they were too proud to ask. And the Bible says that if you do not become proud, if you do humble yourself, then grace is given to you. The other verse of Scripture I think is very important comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, 6, and 7. Again, God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. He cares for you. My friend, if you'll humble yourself under the almighty hand of God, if you cast your care upon him, then he's going to give you grace. He's going to give you understanding. He's going to give you direction. He's going to change your life because he's promised to do it. And he never fails his promise. A third scripture I want to read is that from Matthew 23, verse 12, which says, And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Now we're talking about pride. We're talking about that which goes before a fall of a person. And for young people and for young adults and for adults, it's for us all. The word help, when we turn to God and say, God, I want my pride cut off. I want you to help me right now. Help me. And he gives you the grace. The lady who went 100 miles to a church service who said, you know, I can't do that. As she walked with a child on her back, she asked for help, and God helped her. And she went 100 miles, taking days just to go to church. God gave her that help. God gives us our help today when we call upon him. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Pastor, I've called upon him for help. I have prayed, help me in this area, and he's not helping me. Well, maybe it is that our mind and our attention is focused upon the answer to our prayer instead of the means to the answer to that prayer. Just maybe we're not thinking about how God is going to work between the time we say, Dear Lord, and the time we say, Amen, asking for that particular petition. There are people who are too proud to say, Help. And yet, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and they will be helped. Now, we all have a sense of pride, but let's reduce that pride. Let's forget about our self-sufficiencies. Let's forget about what we think we can do with our own skill and ability, and let's just fall prostrate upon the floor, upon God's mercy. But, you know, pride keeps people from being in that position of laying prostrate on the floor. Pride holds the person up. Pride, like putting air in a balloon. Doesn't take too much to inflate the balloon, but just a prick, and it's broken. Pride keeps people from saying, God, I need help. I need help in my marriage. I need help with my children. I need help in my job. I need help in growing in the Spirit. I need help. And my friend, if you, in a few minutes when you bow your head, if you would just honestly say, Lord, help me, God's going to help. And that's a promise in the guidebook. So why be content in spinning your wheels and driving around in circles for so many miles when you have such a short distance to travel? And you can do it if you ask God to help you. He's not so far removed. And he loves you. He loves each one of you, and he wants to help you. Now, you know what you need help in right now. Don't let your pride stay in the way. Bow your heads with me. And say with me in your heart, Lord, I realize that I can't do it myself. I realize that I have many limitations, but I realize that your grace is such that would overcome many of those. And then as you think of a particular area in your life that you need help in, if you would just mention that right now in the privacy of your heart house, you know he'll hear you. And he'll say, child, why didn't you come to me before now? Why did you live so long? Why did you go so many miles when all you had to do was to stand still and say, help? Heavenly Father, forgive us of our pride which stands in the way of saying, help. Forgive us of what people might think when we say, I am weak and I need help. Forgive us for worrying about public opinion more than God's opinion through Jesus. And Father, may we be people who come to you as a child comes to the Father and just says, Father, would you please help me do this? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.